And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You certainly can. Amen. Hallelujah.
He's no longer running blood clot this year.
Thank you, Father. Yeah.
And he's taking therapy. The daughter was unsafe. She was in a relationship there that wasn't wholesome. She was a lesson.
Yeah.
She didn't know the Lord.
Yeah.
But in the midst of her situation, she wasn't talking. She wasn't communicating. They said she was talking.
Yeah.
The minute she did that, the fever left. A fever broke. The antibodies weren't working.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Scripture is coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
She didn't know about the Bible, scriptures.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God is good.
Yes, He is. All the time.
My sister was diagnosed with leukemia. The aggressive kind, which is the male kind. This is the kind that take you out like that.
Yeah.
They went to treat her. They get a blood transfusion, chemotherapy. They get the bone marrow density that was in there.
Yes.
And what God did, the doctor couldn't wait. They did a second bone marrow.
Yeah.
The doctor came in. He said, I couldn't wait.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Wonderful. Yes. Yeah, I imagine she is. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Says she ain't got no hair, but she happy. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know people got hair and ain't happy. Hallelujah. Amen. And been healed of leukemia. That's what God did for me. Amen. And God is so good today. Mamas, the greatest thing that God has done to honor you is identify with you when He wants to show the tenderness and tenaciousness of His love. He says, as a mother comforteth her children, so I will comfort you. I'm going to read that scripture today. Listen to it very, very carefully. We want you to have a great day and time to enjoy whatever family or thing you've got on the agenda today, but I want you to listen to what the Lord is saying. I want you guys to listen to it too, because if you don't see this tender, tenacious side of God, then you're not going to understand, appreciate, or appropriate the love that He has for you. The Bible speaks of the great love wherewith God has loved you. When He talks about the power of that love, He also talks about the tenderness of it. He talks about the comfort of it. In these songs today, I thought, I didn't tell them what scripture I was going to read, but they all fall in line about God's peace resting. I want to lean up against you, hear your heartbeat. Did you know that a child comes out of a mother's womb hearing with the rhythm of her heart imprinted upon that child? Because that's just, and to lay upon a mama's breast and go to sleep, there's a peace there. That nothing else in this world will ever give. How many would love to have the peace that you had when you were a child and when you felt your mother's arms around you, lay your head up against her, you didn't feel like nothing could hurt you. you could go to sleep and sleep more peacefully than now when you know all the things that can hurt you. Amen. But then you felt extremely peaceful. Let me read it to you out of Isaiah 66, verse 12 through 14. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her. Speaking of his love for his covenant people, the nation of Israel is not just the land and the perimeters of that nation. It's the people, the covenant people. How many know you're a covenant person this morning? You're a blood bought, blood washed child of the living God. And the Bible said that you're in covenant with him by the blood of Christ. A new and better covenant. Established upon better promises. I've got a mother in heaven. Some of you got mothers in heaven. It makes me want to go there even more than when my loved ones were not in the presence of God. I'm glad that the gospel offers us a hope beyond this old fallen world that we're living in. Can you say amen? And I'm glad to be in covenant with God. The Bible said that they that are of the household of faith are Abraham's seed by faith. And the blessings of faithful Abraham have come upon them. It begins with a covenant relationship with God. Can you say amen? We have that covenant relationship. When Jesus took the cup and lifted it up, when he established the Lord's Supper, called the Last Supper, he took it, lifted it high, and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the sins of many." Your Bible is separated by testaments, the New Testament and the Old Testament. The actual rendering, and probably a better rendering, amen, of this is covenant. Testament means a covenant. There's the old covenant and the new covenant. And God is in covenant with you. And God is in covenant with me. And God was in covenant with ancient Israel. And he said, "Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river." You know something? I'm not going to read that first. I'm going to read verse 13, and then I'm going to go back and catch verse 12. "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort ye, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem." As one who a good, loving, committed mother comforteth, that's how I'm going to comfort you. The same way. So if you don't get this tender side of God, you're just not going to get God at all. You're just going to see him as that high, lofty, powerful one that can deliver you with his power, but can't comfort you with his love. And part of the deliverance we need is to be fully resting in his love. Brother Taylor was quoting scripture as he was bringing the interpretation to the tongue. Commit thy way unto me. Commit thy way unto me. Trust also in me, and then I'll bring it to pass. Commit thy way unto me. Trust also in me. You can just see that child leaning back against his mother and his mother's arms enfolding him. Amen. The Psalms went on to say, "How excellent is thy loving kindness." This is the tenderness. Someone said, "What's the difference between kindness and loving kindness?" Well, I'm going to get real theological with you, so listen close. Kindness is giving a man a piece of bread when he's hungry. Loving kindness is putting peanut butter and jelly on it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. "Thy loving kindness," David said, "is better than life. Thus will I bless thee." I'll praise you for that. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Therefore, because you understand that, you can see that, the sons of men put their trust where? Here's that maternal thing. Under the covert of your wings. Can you say amen? Why can we trust him to cover us? To help us? Amen. Because we know something about his heart. Not just about his power to do it, but his willingness. Yeah. Someone said God has all knowledge and knows how to do all things. He knows how to deliver the righteous because he has all knowledge. He has all power and can do all things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But the real flashpoint of faith is that he has all love and will do these things for us when we call upon him. The breakdown is when we doubt his love. But if we don't doubt his love, we can rest in him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I want to make it very clear. My wife is not preaching against insurance. I'm on Medicare. I'm glad I have it. If I stub my toe and it gets infected and they have to take my leg off or something, you know? I mean, if the Lord, no, it's not going to happen, but if it, you know, it's good to have insurance. But what we were about to get into was something that we both felt was going to pull us out, pull us away from that covering that we know we have from the Lord. As long as you're under that covering, you can do these things. God takes our part with them that help us. It's not wrong to let people help you. I've had people say if you do this or you do that, it's a lack of faith, but they never have a problem with people giving money to them. You know, they don't have a problem. If man can give you, men will give unto your bosom, the Bible said, when you give. It'll be given unto you, and God will use people to do it. Well, God can use people to help you in a lot of other ways, too. Hallelujah. But He's a covering God. How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the sons of men put their trust in where? The covert of Thy wings. Praise God. He told ancient Israel, thou shalt be born up on eagle's wings. I will carry you. The mother eagle, she teaches the eagles to fly. Amen. Daddy don't teach them that. The mama does. And you know how she teaches them to fly? You know how she does that? First thing she does is make the nest uncomfortable. Because they'll just stay there. She brings them food every day. Why should they learn to fly or go hunt or anything that they're designed to do? She brings them food every day, just comes and feeds them. Remember when you first got saved? Amen. Father just blessed you going in, blessed you coming out, just rain. You just be sitting there at home and all of a sudden just start crying and praising Him. And He's just blessing you, blessing you, bless you. And then after a while, you get this feeling that, where's He at? Where's that blessing? Amen. He wants you to get in the Word. He wants to teach you how to pray. He wants to teach you how to live in faith. That mother eagle begins to bring, she put all that downy stuff in for the young eagles to nestle in when she nested. But as they grow and she knows it's time for them to grow up, amen, she brings back prickly things. Everything she can find that'll stick you where you want to sit down. Can you say amen? She brought it and shoves it into the nest. And now they're standing up, but they're not ready to fly, but they really get in this uncomfortable feeling, and it gets worse from there. Then the mother eagle grabs the baby eagle because she knows its wings are big enough, and all it has to do is flap them to fly. And she throws them out of the nest, and they go swoop, screaming toward the ground. They even named a squadron in World War II the Screaming Eagles. Can you say amen? I don't know if they understood where that originally came from. Ah! Just before that baby eagle would hit the ground, they're extremely fast eagles. She would swoop down under it. It would land on her back. She would take it up again. Ah! Safe at last. Safe at last. Throw it off again. But never let it hit the ground. And at some point that eagle said, you know something? Mama's teaching me to fly. Mama's not trying to kill me. See, some of you thought your mama trying to kill you when she laid down all these. She's trying to teach you how to fly. Can you say amen? So you don't crash and burn. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, God's love, I believe this with all of my heart. I believe too much of faith teaching has taken God's word out of the context of how it's supposed to work and put us over into a self-sufficiency and an independency where we say, my faith got me this, my faith got me that, my faith did that, my big faith did that. No, your gracious, good, big God did that for you. Can you say amen? When it says you will mount up with wings as an eagle because you wait upon the Lord, He said to the whole nation of Israel, thou shalt be born on eagle's wings. You do not sprout those wings. He carries you. He's the one that lifts you. Yes, you fly, but you don't fly in your strength. Amen. Spiritually, it is His strength. To them that hath no might, He gives strength. And that's why He said the first thing that's going to happen as a mother comforteth her children, so thou shalt be comforted in Jerusalem. Now let's go back up to verse 12 real quick. First thing that happens in a mother's comfort, God said, I'm going to give it to my nation and my covenant people, is peace. Everybody say peace. 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 I'll tell you, when that child is held close to that mother's breast and hears the heartbeat That is the rhythm that was imprinted on that child in the womb. And when that child is hearing that heartbeat, that child has perfect peace. When you feed it and it quits crying and you hold it close, that child is going to go into a peaceful sleep. And one of the great blessings of being in covenant with God, of getting your sins forgiven, the Bible said through Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. And when you know that you have peace with God, you can begin to experience the peace of God. And the Bible said when that peace comes, it is a peace, listen to this, that passes all understanding. Isn't that incredible peace? Amen. Sometimes when it comes to me, I don't understand why it came because my circumstance hasn't changed. I've often put it this, have you ever experienced the past? I understand why peace comes when the circumstances change. But it's beyond my understanding when peace comes and the circumstance hasn't changed at all. But suddenly the peace comes. And when that peace comes, I can trust Him through the circumstance. He can work a work in me. He can give me patience.
Yeah, that's a work.
How many need patience? My standing prayer is, Lord, give me patience and hurry. Well, the Bible said that tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. In other words, and hope in the Bible is the glad anticipation. Say, the glad anticipation of future good. Hallelujah. Isn't that incredible? If you have hope, you've got a... It's not just anticipating it with a frown on your face, but with a knowing smile. He that shall come will come. He's not here yet, but He's on His way. Hallelujah. He hasn't solved this problem yet, but He's got the answer. And in His timing and in His wisdom, when He's ready, He's going to come with healing in His wings, with help for me and deliverance. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But what brings us to that place that we can really wait upon the Lord? Tribulation. The tests begin to come. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. It comes to every single person. Think it not strange. The fiery trial that has come to try you as some strange thing. I'm a Christian. This isn't supposed to be happening to me. Oh, but you got God in your corner. And God, the God you have is able to make everything work together for His glory and your good. Can you say amen to them that love Him and are the called according to His purpose? James says, I like the paraphrase of James chapter 1. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, test and trial. For when he is tempted, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to us. Can you say amen? If any man lack wisdom, particular, peculiar wisdom about the trials and tests of life, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. That means you just go with the circumstance. When they're good, you give God glory. When they're bad, you question Him. Amen. You just don't trust Him enough. And God is soliciting in that trust today. Because He wants you to see more than His powerful arm. He wants you to see His tender heart and His tenacious love. He wants you to experience His peace. He wants you to get close enough to Him that in the time of trouble, He can grant unto you that peace that passes all understanding. That was His covenant promise. How does a mother comfort her? Comfort their children? The first thing she offers is the kind of love that that child can rest in full confidence in and sleep in her arms. Amen? It's hard for men to sing those mushy Christian songs like, I want to lay my head against your breast and hear your heartbeat. Oh, man, I want to be a warrior like David. I want to flex my muscle. Honey, the greatest muscle you have spiritually to receive help from God is your faith. And your faith isn't going to sustain you unless you understand more than His power. You've got to understand His love for you and not doubt it when the trouble comes. That's the hard part. For trouble is going to come. There's a promise you'll never find in a promise box. In this world, you shall have tribulation. The Greek word is thelpsis. It means pressure and anguish. If you're trying to escape that, you'll have to go to another world. Can you say amen? Amen. For Jesus said, in this world, you shall have, I promise you, trouble. And what's his next statement? But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. I'm with you in this world. Yeah. Listen, he speaks in that maternal language of his heart. And some of you, I can see right now, having a problem with this. And if you got a problem with this, you're going to have a problem with your Christian walk, your Christian life, because it's going to be void of peace, empty of joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's that peace that allows you to stand upon the Word and to stand your ground even when the trouble comes and even when you pray and don't see a change yet on the inside. Amen. There's peace that is reigning. On the outside, the storm's getting worse, but on the inside, the peace is reigning in your heart. And you know that you know that you know that God is a faithful God. You can wait upon Him. He loves you. I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. God's peace is priceless. There's nothing like it in all of the world. If you don't have peace, you're troubled. You're tossed to and fro. Let God give you wisdom on trials and tests. Amen. He rides upon the flood. And he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Can you say, man, I couldn't tell you personally from experience. I could tell you biblically, theologically, but not from personal experience what God could do unless he let me go through some trials. And took me through those trials. And unless I trusted him to take me through instead of just take me from. Make no mistake about it, I don't want no trial. I never get up in the morning and say, Lord, my faith is getting flabby. I got flabby faith. The receptionist, she's a card. She's a redheaded gal, about 50 years old. But and she's you know, my dad and I was taking him to his doctor's appointment. We were walking out, and dad waved goodbye, and I waved goodbye to the receptionist. Her name is Jackie, you know, and she's a card. Now, if you got red hair, maybe you're a card too. I don't know what it is. But anyway, when we waved goodbye to her, she waved back like this. Waving this. This right here will actually, at a certain age, if you don't work out, this right here, it'll wave. And she waved by with that flabby part of her arm. I don't have that. I got me some triceps. You got you some triceps too. Don't make me take my shirt off. I'd be so embarrassed. Amen. You better watch yourself. Your mama's sitting right there. He said they call that mama arms. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Your faith can get flabby. Because you're not challenged to use it anyway. And God sees it getting flabby. And he said, you know, that faith needs to be challenged so that it can get that strength back in it and that usefulness back in. It's about to atrophy here. What's he going to use to get your faith back? Oh, he's going to tell you all he's going to do for you. No, it's going to help you sit in that comfortable nest. No, he's going to permit in his permissive will some trials and tests to come into your life. Paul said, when they started hitting me, after all the things God showed me and how powerfully he used me, he said, when it started hitting me, I asked the Lord to move these things. He said, in fact, there was an emissary, which means a special agent, someone that was handpicked by the devil himself, because the devil is not a god. He's a fallen angel. Everybody said the devil, he can't be in those many places at one time. Only God can be with everybody at once. He's a spirit, but the devil is a fallen angel. He had a headquarters in the book of Revelation where he set up his sphere of influence in particular, but he has so many working under him, working for him. Amen. And there was an emissary, which means a special agent, handpicked by Satan to do one thing. And that is to buffet Paul. Everybody say buffet. Hallelujah. Buffet is what happens to palm trees in a hurricane. That's why in tropical nations, you don't see those hardwood trees growing. You see palm trees, trees that can bend with the wind and come back. Can you say amen? If a hurricane hits Florida, there'll be a few oak trees bothered, but the palm trees will weather it. Amen. But if it hits in the Carolinas, it's going to break the hardwood trees because they don't bend. God allows us to bend, but He doesn't allow us to break. There is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. Hallelujah. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you what? That you are enabled. Enabled by what? His love, His grace, His mercy, His strength to endure. Amen. I don't want to endure everything, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I don't choose that road. Amen. But if I find myself on that road of trial and test, I have somebody with me who will not leave me nor forsake me. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. In the valley, He restores my soul. And He gives me peace. He said the first evidence that you are understanding and receiving the kind of love that I want to lavish on you is when you begin to trust in that love enough for me to grant unto you peace. God needs something from you to give you that peace. He needs your trust. He needs your trust. As a mother comforteth her children, that's exactly how I'm going to love and comfort you. Amen. O house of Israel, peace in the midst of a storm. Peace in the midst of... Listen, God sometimes speaks to the storm. But He say to the storm, peace, be still. And immediately there's a great calm because the storm recognizes the voice of the Creator. And the wind, they said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and waves obey Him? But we have a will. We have a sovereign will. And we can choose to pray and worry or pray and praise Him. And it's all up to us. Can you say amen? Amen? He wants to speak peace. Listen, if He doesn't speak to the storm, He wants to speak to you. If the storm doesn't stop immediately without, it creates a storm within. And when God is able to speak to you, you're able to hear His voice and put your trust in Him. Hallelujah. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Can you say amen? Amen. Commit thy way unto Him. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. Everybody say, what is it? What He purposes. What He wills. Amen. I've learned more about God's grace when I was so overwhelmed that I had no strength. I couldn't stand on my own two legs, and I found out I didn't have to. I found out I would be born on eagle's wings. Amen. When I mount up, I'm not flapping my little underdeveloped wings trying to make... No, listen. I have a Father with a heart that is tender toward me. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, it's that quality of His love that causes us to trust Him. Men put their trust where? Under the shadow of what? His wings. You got to know... Listen... God's not a big bird. God is the Spirit, but He's revealing something about His nature, His person. He said, I love you. I love you. And I want to cover you with my Spirit. And when you discover that love, it's easy to trust Him. Trust is the Old Testament equivalent of New Testament faith. People look at faith in the New Testament, they don't see a person, they see a force. This ability to believe this that magically happens as you read the Word of God. Honey, I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing magic about this. This is a revelation of God's heart. Amen. I started something last week. I'm going to try to finish it right now. Last week, if you were here, I said if a stranger come walking out of the woods and came up to me and said to me, and I've never met this guy in my life, and said, are you Robert Venable? Yes, I am. Will you meet me at the Chevrolet dealership today? I want to buy you a brand spanking new General Motors product of your choice. I would say, Meet me at 2 o'clock. I thought, man, I'm really going to be have egg on my face standing in the dealership of GM because some guy walked out of the woods and told me to meet him. You know why? I don't know him. I don't know him. But if Brother Taylor told me, Brother Venable, I don't want anybody else to hear this. Everybody will want one. You know it's the truth. Amen. And meet me at the GM dealership at 2 p.m. after church. I want to buy you a brand new vehicle. I'm going to do it anonymously because everybody will want one. Can you say amen? I'm going to tell you something. I'd be there with bells on. Because I know he wouldn't play with me like that. I know he's a man of his word. I know he's a man of integrity. I would be asking, Lord, where'd he get that kind of money? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But nevertheless, I'll be there. Mine is not to reason why. Hallelujah. Brother Taylor, if you come into great wealth and you wanted to do that, amen, I'd be there. Of course I'd be there. It'd be crazy not to be there. He's a man of his word. I know enough of him. I know him well enough to trust him. That's what God is saying. Yeah. I want you to know me enough to trust me. Hallelujah. And when you start trusting me, the first thing that's going to happen is peace is going to come. Peace is going to reign in your heart. Peace is the first evidence that you're allowing God to love you with covenant love. Woo! I'll extend peace to her like a river. Praise God. In fact, he told them in quietness and confidence. That's how peace reacts. Quiet confidence. Oh, I've seen a lot of people talk a big lie. Talk about this until the trial hit them. Amen. You know, the Bible said after you have suffered for a while, he will establish, strengthen, and settle you. Before? No, after. Because it's these things that solidify, crystallize your faith. Can you say amen? If you, listen, for as much as he has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself with the same mind. For he that suffered in the flesh has done what? Ceased from sin. You see something you want, your flesh desires, but God forbids. You tell your flesh no, you've just suffered in the flesh. Can you say amen? Amen? Jesus did it in Gethsemane, the place of the wine press, where the olive grove was. That's where he prayed, where they took the olives and they, not the wine press, but the olive press, this great stone on some kind of pulley system that they took and threw the olives up on top in this container. And then they let the weight and the pressure of that great stone come down, and the bottom of the stone had a groove in it, and the groove allowed the oil of the olive to flow out into receptacles. And Jesus went into where? A particular place, the place of the olive press. And in that place, Christ said that he was pressed beyond measure. And despaired of life itself in a sense. It's there where he decided to lay down his life for you and for me under that intense pressure. If there's any other way, let this cup pass, but nevertheless. See, peace comes when you surrender to the will of God, not when you get everything you want from him. Because the day he says no, your peace is gone. Peace allows him to say no. And yet you rest in him anyway. Amen. If he says no, then he's got another plan. How many have remember the black and white days of TV? Just a few of you. There was a program called Father Knows Best. But tell you something. That's not just the name of a television program. That's the truth about God. Father knows what's best for you. Amen. We think we know. He knows what's best for us. Amen. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he wants to give you peace, but he needs your trust. That's why you need to know the kind of love that you're loved with. Amen. Thy loving kindness, David says, is better than life. It's made me great. Whatever I am because God is a loving, kind God. Amen. And it brings him peace in the time of trouble, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Then you shall suck. Everybody say mama. This is all mama talk, isn't it? Then you shall suck. God nourishes us. No man ever hated his own body, the New Testament said, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it. He nourishes it and cherishes it, even as Christ the church. He's saying, this is the kind of love I love you with. I want you to rest in my peace, and I want to nourish you. I want to nourish you. Amen. Desire. How does he nourish you? I'm glad you asked. Desire the sincere. Here's that mama talk again. Milk of the word. That you might what? What do babies do when they start being nourished from their mother? They grow. I mean, would you believe that he was ever a baby? Stand up just a minute. Just a minute. Let us get a gander at you. He couldn't have been that little one day. There's no way possible. But he grew. Why did he grow that big? He didn't start out that big. It wasn't Cheerios that did it. Amen. It was milk that did it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You will give suck. I'm going to mature you. I'm going to grow you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do it with you at my breast. I'm going to do it personally and intimately. I'm not just going to give you power. I'm going to give you love and comfort and peace. Everybody say El Shaddai. El Shaddai is a name given to God to identify his character as a God who is, everybody say, more than enough. You know what it means in the actual Hebrew? The many-breasted one. The many-breasted one. Wouldn't it be terrible if a dog gave birth to 8 puppies and only had 2 breasts? Somebody going to do without. Can you say amen? Somebody going to die and not survive. God says, hey, I'm going to provide for all my covenant children. I am El Shaddai. I heard one preacher say he's El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. Can you say amen? God will provide. He, what you need and what he wills, he will provide. Make no mistake about it. I've been in this thing too long. He's come through too many times. Hallelujah. My God will provide. Hallelujah. Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He provided peace in my wife. Amen. And she could walk out and say, my times are in his hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's okay. I'm not a beggar begging for a crumb. God is my Father. Jesus is my Savior. The Holy Spirit lives within me. Hallelujah. I'm in good hands, and I don't even need Allstate to feel that way. Amen. I was young. I hate to say it, but now I'm old. But David said, I was young, but now I'm old. But my life experience gives me this testimony. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen his seed having to beg for bread. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Because God nourishes us. God provides. God supplies. He's El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Woo! I'll extend peace to her like a river, and then shall you suck, and then thou shalt be born upon her sides. Can you say amen? You see a mama? You see a baby. That's right. Praise God. Sometimes people give me candy. I don't know where to eat it or roll it up and stick it right here. That's where it's going to end up. Amen.
That's not hipster.
Oh, I know it's not hipster. It's the male equivalent. Hallelujah. My son came over to borrow a belt from me. He's trying to keep in his old jeans. They just won't fit no more. He come borrow my belt yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. God is good. And His mercy endures forever. Listen to me carefully. You shall be born upon her side. God carries us. God supports us. Where are the everlasting arms? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Underneath. Underneath. Underneath are the everlasting. Why are they underneath? Because you can't stand up on your old carnal, fleshly legs and stand your ground. God supports you by lifting you up. He lifted me. I didn't extract myself. I'm not a self-made man. He lifted me from the place I couldn't get out of, from the miry clay. Can you say amen? He put my feet upon a rock. He didn't just lift me out and let me slide back in again. He established me, strengthened me. Hallelujah. He lifted me from the miry clay, put my feet upon a rock. The humble, Hebrew word for crushed by circumstances, crushed by life, the humble will hear about it, that God is a deliverer, that God will bring you out, and they'll be glad. Why? Because God will do it for them if He did it for David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The longer I live, the more tests I go through. And the longer I trust Him, the more testimonies He gives me. Hallelujah. To His faithfulness and His goodness. I look at people out here today. Oh, you need to get the spark back. Not only has the salt lost its savor, the pepper's lost its pep. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We need it back, Brother Taylor. Amen. We need to get excited about what God's doing in our life. Because we've understood His loving kindness and we put our trust in Him. He's closed those wings about us. Hallelujah. He nourishes us. He carries us. And He delights in us. Hallelujah. If God had a billfold, there'd be a picture of you and me in it. It would be a thick one. Can you say amen? He loves you. He loves you. He said, and thou shalt be dandled upon her knees. You'll be coddled. Amen? Let me read this to you real quick as we close. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice. Oh man, we think this is a one-way thing. We sing to God all the time. He said, no, I sing about you. God sings over us. Like a mother dandles her child and sings over it with delight. You believe the Bible? You believe it's accurate? Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. You see this masculine part. But do you see the tenderness of this mighty God toward His people? He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. I like that. That means love is established by covenant. You understand what it means to that He will rest in His love? Not just we begin to rest. First, He rests in His love. He said, I haven't loved you, Israel. This is covenant language. I haven't loved you because you're greater in number than anybody else. That's not what... I haven't loved you because of that. You didn't earn this. You didn't merit this. And He said, I didn't love you because you're so lovable either in another place. He said, for thou art a stiff-necked people, hard-headed and hard-hearted. But I loved you in spite of that. Isn't it good to have a God that will... He can't save them unless they come back to Him. But His love is intact. Can you say amen? He can't help you today unless you come home to Him. But His love for you is intact.
Hallelujah!
You can run out from under His covering, run from His blessing. But you can't outrun His love.
Amen. Amen.
He will rest in His love. He said, I didn't love you because you were more than number, but that I might keep my covenant that I made with Abraham. He didn't just covenant to bless thee, He covenant to love you. And that's the reason He keeps the blessings upon your life.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? Hallelujah. and he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Here we are singing to the Lord and over the Lord. He says that's a two-way street. I love you by covenant. I've set my love upon you. I rest in my love. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. And I rejoice over you with singing. Boy, I used to hate to go to the show with my mama and my stepdad. My stepdad, I loved when he was to choose the movie. I didn't go to about four of them with him, but I remember two of them. My stepdad, John Wayne. It had to be John Wayne. It ain't a movie if John Wayne ain't in it. He's a truck driver, boy. He wanted to see John Wayne. My mother wanted to see something that I called mushy. It's too mushy. After the Roadrunner cartoon, I want it out of there. Can you say, man? Why? How'd you like that movie? Oh, my mom be crying some dramatic, sentimental ending, some guy in love with this gal and all. Ah, mushy. It's too mushy. Can you say, man? See, that's love. See, us guys are the John Wayne types, and it's a little harder. It's harder for us to conceive of love like this. Just mushy. And he says, the Lord is in the midst of thee, is mighty. All the men say, yeah! But when it says that he rests in his love and rejoices over thee with singing, and you'll be dandled on the knee and coddled by him, cradled. And men say, ah, it's mushy. Well, honey, if your faith is going to work, you better get into this mushy stuff. Song of Solomon don't really need to be in the Bible. If it's just that mushy stuff about a man's desire and love for his wife to be. But the Song of Solomon must be in the Bible if through that God has given a revelation of his love for his covenant people. Can you say amen? And her reciprocal love to him. We don't love him because we're under the command to do it. We love him because he first loved us. And some of us need to just let God. God chasing somebody in this room. God's after somebody in this room. I wish you would let him catch you. Can you say amen? Now go to verse 14 of Isaiah 66 and let's conclude. I'm going to read it in context again. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will send peace to her like a river, the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then ye shall suck, and ye shall be borne upon her sides, and dandled upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants. You ever prayed a prayer, Lord, show us your glory. Let them see that our God is the true and living God. His hand shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. Can you say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. He said, I'll roar out of Zion. Amen. If an enemy tries to harm my... Listen, how many mamas would fight for your children?
Absolutely.
Would you? Would you fight? That lady right there, she's a little lady. But don't you mess with her kids. Can you say, man, you mess with her kids, you messing with a mama's heart. Amen. You know mama bear? Listen, you know the bears that most attack people? Not just the big bear that's territorial, because he don't see you as that much of a threat most of the time. Amen. But if a mama's got two cubs, you better stay away from that mama bear. I'm not talking about share bear now. I'm talking about a real mama bear. Can you say? Well, I may be talking about share bear. Doug? Doug got that look. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you mess with my children. My children. Can you say amen? Listen, God is saying the same thing. No weapon. Come on, listen to it. No weapon. No weapon. It don't matter, big, little, in between. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because your righteousness is of me. Hallelujah. They can pick yours apart, but I am in covenant with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have a standing by covenant. I'm your defender. Hallelujah. Said they'll come against you, but not because I sent them. Amen. They'll come out against you one way. They'll flee before you seven ways. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to show my goodness to my covenant people and my indignation toward my enemies. I'm going to defend you. I'm going to defend you. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, the lifter of my head. Can you say amen? Glory to God. God protects us. Everybody say, God protects us. Hallelujah. Gives us peace. He carries us, supports us. He delights in us. He nourishes us and protects us. Oh, beer commercial. You can't miss them because they're on before the game. It don't get glug, 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 glug. No better glug, glug than that. It better get better than that. Can you say, man? I'll tell you something. It does get better than that. It does get better, amen, than getting drunk and falling down and all the stuff that goes with it. Glory be to God. I've been there, done that. How many's been there, done that? I've been there, done that. And I'm telling you, it gets way better than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, it does. So, mothers, I want you to know what God has done today in closing. He has honored you by identifying His love with what He's placed in your heart. And if you didn't get to show it and be the mom you wanted to be, God is the God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances, fifth chances. Remember when Annette came to our church, Marlena's sister? Saw her not long ago. In fact, did a funeral for her son who was killed out on the interstate coming back from an Orlando Magic ball game. Just instantly taken out of this world. I got to talk with her again. She came to our church. We called her Stick Woman. In love. We loved her, but we called her Stick Woman because she's tall and she had been emaciated by drugs. She was just flesh and bone. Not only was she emaciated by drugs, but she was living with a drug dealer and he was put in prison and she had several hundred dollar a day habit. And only through crime or selling her, you know, whatever she could do to try to raise that money to feed that monkey on her back. She told her sister, I can't live like this anymore. And she had said to her sister she was considering taking her own life. Her sister Marlena said, well, come to church with me Sunday. Please come to church. She came and sit on the back row. And when the altar called, see, I didn't know about that. God knew she was coming. Amen. I didn't preach about drug addiction. I just preached about Jesus and Him crucified and what He could do for if anybody had led Him. She led Him that morning. She came to Christ, and God instantly delivered her from drug addiction without the methadone program or government. Instantly set her free. But there was another problem. She had cancer in the female area, and a few weeks after that, she came down for prayer, and after we prayed for her, she ran downstairs, and her own testimony, she said, I passed the cancer, and she was cancer-free, drug-free. But the problem was, she had lost her children because of the drug abuse. They had come and taken them out and put them in foster homes. They did an article in the Tampa Tribune. She was madder than an old wet hen when they got done because all she gave God the glory for everything and they didn't put nothing about God in it. Isn't that amazing how they can edit stuff out? Nothing about God in it. And God did it all. Amen. But you know what God did? God gave her back her children. God gave her a job as a receptionist in an office somewhere. Dentist, was it? Dentist office. Praise God. And when they saw what the change had come, They got interested down at the Tampa Tribune in a human interest story. There was her picture, a woman that had come from the guttermost to the uttermost. But you know who brought her from the guttermost to the uttermost? God did. Hallelujah. He's a provider. He's a protector. And He is a restorer. You know what God wants to do to His church? He wants to restore what the thief has stolen. He wants to give you the joy back. Hallelujah. The peace back. Hallelujah. Wow. 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 4 said, the God of all comfort. He's the God of all comfort. Comfort ye with all. Through the patience and hope of the Scriptures give you hope. Faith and comfort of the Scriptures give you hope. Nourish you with the Word of God and give you hope. And give you hope. And give you hope. Will you stand to your feet today? Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We're still learning, just like we did in that office when we were having to almost... It's not a pride thing. Honey, I'm like the old song, ain't too proud to beg. My family was going hungry. I'd come to your house and say, you got any pork chops left over? Can you say, man? I ain't too proud to come to my sister and say, boy, you got any good biscuits? I'm not talking about that kind you buy down at the store. I'm talking about them kind you make in that pan. Hallelujah. Ain't too proud to beg, but I don't have to beg. El Shaddai, the many-breasted one. Hallelujah. He's going to take care. He's going to provide. He's going to defend. He's going to protect because He has the power to do it. And He has the heart that's set upon us. He'll use that power in our behalf. Praise God. Father, we praise You. We just thank You today. We thank You today. We thank You today. How many people are ready to take a step forward and put more of your life in His hands?
Yes.
Are you ready and willing to do that? Would you trust Him today? He loved you enough to give His Son. Jesus loved you enough to hang on the cross. Can you trust Him enough to just lean on Him today and not your own understanding? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Commit thy way also unto Him, and He will bring it to pass. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift Him up in this song today before we leave. Happy Mother's Day once again. Are you glad you came to see?